Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I am your host. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. This also happens to be my ride to work. So, last night was just really weird, guys. We were preparing to do our big E3 predictions show, which is one of our biggest episodes of the year. I love it because I love E3 predictions, even though I always lose to the man behind the curtain. So if you want to hear our E3 predictions, tune in this Friday because we will be sharing that all over the place. But on the way to our prediction show, Pokemon had a Pokemon press conference. And I was super excited because the thing about the Pokemon company is they do way more than just the Pokemon games, right? Like, I thought that it was possible that there would be a wide variety of stuff that they would offer. You know, maybe they would talk about the card game, and they, you know, obviously have mobile apps, apparel, things like that. They do a lot. And I did not get at all what I was expecting, because what I got was this weird, like, fever dream of a presentation that was not bad, but it was very weird. So, to run down some of the announcements, first, how about the normal announcements? They announced a new mobile game called Pokemon Masters, which will come out by the end of this year, which is basically a battling game that features trainers from all the various games, like Blue and Brock, and, you know, going all the way up to Sun and Moon. And I'm guessing they will also include, eventually, some of the enemy trainers from the, or rival trainers, I'm sorry, from, or maybe that's not even the right term. I don't even know. All the featured trainers from Pokemon Sword and Shield will probably find their way in there also. And it's a Pokemon battling game. Do I know how it works? No, not really. They really didn't give us a lot of information other than the fact that Brock is really jacked and that Mitzi is cute. Apparently, Blue speaks French. And that Pokemon moves are cool, which we already knew about. They also announced that Detective Pikachu is getting the continuation of his story will be coming to Nintendo Switch. They did not indicate whether or not that was a new game or if that was simply, they didn't indicate if that was a new game or if it was a port that was going to have additional information. We don't really know. Sounds like a new game to me. But we will obviously have to wait and see on that one. But more Detective Pikachu. Makes total sense. The first game, which was on 3DS, I'm guessing a reprint of that at the $20 price point by the end of the year just makes sense. Just because the movie is wildly successful, so I think a lot of people would be interested, and it all of a sudden becomes like retroactively a movie tie-in game. To one of the biggest movies of the summer, especially for kids, then a sequel makes perfect sense on Switch, guys. I mean, even if it wasn't incredibly successful on 3DS, which I don't really know the numbers, a sequel on Switch or a follow-up on Switch, if they don't want to call it a sequel, that's just a no-brainer. The third announcement, which absolutely makes sense, and I'm really happy for it, and I'm excited to see more about it, is called Pokemon Home, which is more or less an upgraded version of the Pokemon Bank that allows you to collect all of your characters or all of your Pokemon from all the different games that you have played. And it'll connect with the 3DS, and it'll connect with everything, apparently. I'm guessing it'll probably just connect with the bank, but what it'll do is it allows you to collect your Pokemon from all over the place, all the games that you have played, and bring them into one centralized app, I'm guessing, where they will be able to walk around and interact with each other, kind of like Nintendogs almost with Pokemon. That's the sense that I got. But also, you'll be able to use that device to trade Pokemon, which really means you'll be able to build a pretty big collection in games like Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, or in some of the earlier games on 3DS, etc. And then bring them into Pokemon Home, and you'll actually be able to trade them worldwide, but also locally. I think that is an amazing thing. The idea is we all have a connection and a shared pool of Pokemon, right? So having the... So being able to connect with and take our Pokemon with us from game to game, and to trade some of the ones that we find and build collections, I think it's an amazing deal. I am very, you know, I'm excited to see that. And that apparently is coming sometime in 2020. So those three announcements, those are pretty awesome. And if that's all they announced, I wouldn't have been disappointed. Those are three very cool announcements. Maybe not worthy of a press conference, but then things just got really, really weird. So the Pokemon Company recognizes that Pokemon Go took an everyday activity, which is walking, exercising, and exploring, and kind of gamified it, right? Like it turned it into a more enriching, more interesting experience. People walk from place to place so they can catch Pokemon. Or they gather in groups at specific locations because they have want to catch Pokemon, right? Well, they started looking at other fundamental healthy activities that could be tracked using a smartphone or other device. And thought about ways to kind of put them into that same mode where they have those healthy activities and enrich them and make them more engaging through gameplay. And they decided that their next target, quote unquote, was sleep. Now, everybody knows sleep is incredibly important. There are theories that... There are theories going that that not having enough sleep can spiral into all sorts of other problems, right? Like you could be exhausted, so you don't make smart decisions, so you eat poorly, which helps you, which, you know, also leads to a more sedentary day, which means that the bad food that you make because you know, like these are all just anecdotally, right? That makes sense. So I get why encouraging proper sleep is important. I just don't know why Pokemon is trying to do it. And the way they're going to encourage this is through a new app, a new game app they referred to it as, called Pokemon Sleep. Now, if you had told me the Pokemon Sleep was an April Fool's joke, I would have believed you. Because it doesn't make any sense. But here we are. So they announced Pokemon Sleep. They're going to have more details with it as time goes on. But essentially, it sounds like you will have Pokemon that will grow stronger or something the more you sleep. I don't know if it's going to be just flat encouraging more sleep. But my guess is that it will be encouraging the appropriate amount of sleep. You put in your age, you calculate the amount of sleep you're supposed to get. Now, if this device suddenly tracks the sleeping and encourages a bunch of kids to get enough sleep and go to bed early, I think this could be like stealth and quietly the coolest thing on earth. I just don't know. But man, is it just so weird. Now, along with Pokemon Sleep, they announced a new device called the Pokemon Plus, or the Pokeball Plus Plus. That was not a joke. They actually announced this, and what it is a flat disc shape, kind of like hockey puck shaped Pokeball looking thing that you can use to... you can use it as a regular Pokeball for Pokemon Go, similar to the Pokeball Plus, but you can also use it as a sleep tracker. Realistically, the concept of gamifying sleep makes total sense to me. So that's where I'm in a weird spot where, like, when this was first announced, I was like, this is ridiculous. Why? But then I thought about it. Part of it was I was thinking about it as I was desperately wanting to go to sleep last night. And I actually really don't think that is a problem. Gamifying sleep, if it works for some people, encouraging people to go to bed at the right time, to sleep, like, that sounds great to me. But I just don't know why Pokemon is doing it. But we're obviously going to find out more details soon. They also announced that they are bringing the Pokemon shirts, which is, I know that sounds like such an on-the-nose thing, but no, they have a company that's a product line called Pokemon Shirts, where they make dress shirts with Pokemon, special Pokemon fabric themed after the first 150 Pokemon. I think I'm going to have to get a Psyduck shirt, maybe. I don't know. But right now they're Japan only, but they're expanding them to North America. I think quietly, for like nerds, that's a pretty big announcement. I know more than a handful of people who will get one. I will probably get one, just if for nothing else, just for the EFG show. But yeah, that is our, that was the bulk of the, in fact, that was all of the announcements. I am optimistic because I think it's neat. I doubt Pokemon Sleep is going to take over the world the same way that Pokemon Go did, just by nature of the fact that sleep is a solitary activity. However, Pokemon Go still makes like a good $1 trillion a day, so they don't really need Pokemon Sleep to take over the world. Could very well be just another way for people who play Pokemon Go to engage, and that Pokemon Go has a certain set of people that are just all in on it. And so I think giving those people another way to engage, that, because they've probably already, a lot of these folks have already built Pokemon Go into their life. It's been years, right? So they've already kind of built their life around including Pokemon Go in their daily routines. This gives them another vector to do so. So I think it's interesting. I still think it's weird, but I don't think it's dumb anymore. Last night I thought it was dumb. But now I just think it's weird and I'm curious. Whereas yesterday I was just like, meh. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Pokemon Sleep. Is this a thing? Are you going to play? Or is this just going to be one of those things that happens and we just let it go? I'm going to go ahead and share this into the community when I can, and then we will go from there. Hope you guys have a great day. I will talk to you tomorrow. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye.